current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, High Risk Exposure. An Ebola outbreak has spread in Congo and Uganda, where more than 500 cases have been confirmed and 100 dead. This caused concern for the US, since US citizens are in those areas, fearing that the spread would reach American soil if the citizens were to return with the disease. Therefore, the US found that creating a quarantine center would be the solution, but not in Congo or Uganda. Instead, it would be in Kenya, at Laikipia Air Base, next to Nanyuki. Even though Kenya has not had one single confirmed case of Ebola. When the people of Kenya knew the schemes of the US, outrage among the people of Kenya was sparked, leading to protests against this decision forced upon them. The phrase, quote-unquote, reject Ebola, was scattered throughout the crowds. These protests then escalated with tear gas fired to disperse the crowds, over 10 protesters detained, and at least 2 dead. A high court judge has issued orders twice barring the Kenyan government from taking steps to build or even begin operations on the base. Despite this order, the U.S. military planes have continued to bring in staff and equipment. The U.S. has also reflected that this facility would only be for U.S. citizens, meaning Kenyans would not be allowed into this facility if they were to have Ebola. This is just a blatant example of how there is a strong disregard for the people of Kenya by both the U.S. and the Kenyan government. The interests, health, and well-being of the people of Kenya is non-existent. They are to them just extra weight on the land, lives who, to those in power, hold no value. But this isn't the first time there is a complete disregard for human life and the interests of civilians, especially in Africa. The West and its allies have a long history of exploitation of the land of Africa, from gold mines to diamonds to oil, you name it. Whatever benefits the West within Africa, the greedy West strive to have and own, taking, controlling, and occupying whatever they can for the elite's own benefit. This is all because there is no one to protect that land, a protector who understands and knows that those living under his care means that the lives are never to be disregarded, natural resources are meant for the people, and that the health and well-being of the people are an amanah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
إنما الإمام جنة يقاتل من ورائه ويتقى به فإن أمر بتقوى الله عز وجل وعدل كان له بذلك أجر وإن يأمر بغيره كان عليه منه.
A commander of the Muslims is a shield for them. They fight behind him and they are protected by him from tyrants and aggressors. If he enjoins fear of God, the exalted and glorious, and dispenses justice, there will be a great reward for him. And if he enjoins otherwise, it redounds on him. Sahih Muslim. Without the protector, the caliph, khalifa, who implements the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under a khilafa rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood, we will never see or witness true justice and care. For it will only exist under a divine system. Otherwise, justice and care will never exist. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.